as well. So I want to end this week, this segment, this year, with one message as we go into 2017 that I think is a critical message. I've talked about a couple of times on the show today already, but I want to, for those that are listening, I want to sum it up and leave it as the message as we go into 2017, and that is, the message is truth. Truth about our fiscal situation, truth about, you know, any situation that we're facing. We need to be true with ourselves, true if we're in government. We need to be true with our constituents. Our constituents need to be true with each other, and our newspapers and editorial boards need to be true to Alaskans. The thing that's triggered that this morning is the editorial that's in the Fairbanks Newsminer today. That's sort of the completion of their countdown of the top 10 issues, interior issues, in 2016. They'd published the first seven in excuse me, previous editions, and did the final three today. The final three were the University of Alaska budget reorganization, which obviously is important to Fairbanks, the Interior Energy Project, which is a project to bring natural gas to Fairbanks, reduce their energy costs, obviously also important to Fairbanks. And the third, or the top issue, those were 3, 2, and 1, the top issue is the state budget. And the thing that has sent me off on this tangent this morning when I did the top three, when we were talking with Lynn Gaddis and Tammy Wilson during the 8 o'clock or during the 7 o'clock segment about fiscal issues, and that I'm closing this show, this segment, this show, this year with, is a sentence that that's contained in that editorial that says this: justice concerning to many residents without such a solution, and they're talking about a solution to the state's fiscal situation. Excuse me. The legislature will soon deplete the Alaska Permanent Fund's earnings reserve, the account out of which annual dividends checks are paid. This is the, as Tammy pointed out, this is the same theme the governor's been on through 2016 when he's talked about, oh, if we don't cut the dividend, you're not going to have a dividend. We're going to deplete the earnings reserve. And with spending, we need to cut the dividend to save it. We need to kill the dividend to save it, and use that spare money over for government. It's just not true. It's just not a true statement. Alaskans need to go back, and their publications or media need to tell them the truth about this. You need to go back and understand the permanent fund, just sort of the basics. Those of you who moved here from outside or have grown up since the permanent fund was established don't understand the basics of the permanent fund. You need to go back and get that grounding, and hopefully the media will enable you to have that grounding, or if not, your legislators or the minority or the majority in the Senate or somebody will help you understand the truth of this situation. It's very basic. The way Governor Hammond and the founders of the Permanent Fund set it up was this. They took a portion of the oil revenues generated over time to the state that were generated by the royalty, the state's share of the royalty. They took a portion of those revenues. They put them into the Permanent Fund. The Permanent Fund is simply an investment vehicle for the state of Alaska. You take the money out, you take the oil revenues, put it into the Permanent Fund, and the Permanent Fund invests in bonds, it invests in stocks, it invests in physical assets. A lot of people don't know, but the state of Alaska Permanent Fund owns Tyson's Corner Shopping Center in Washington, D.C. We own a shopping center in London. We own a shopping center in Houston. We own lots of physical assets that generate income on an annual basis back into off those investments back into the Permanent Fund. So you've got the corpus of the Permanent Fund that's invested, produces earnings every year. Now, the earnings vary. Some years are good years. Some years are bad years. But it produces earnings every year. And those earnings are like a river, right? It's like the Permanent Fund is the source of the water. It's the spring that the water's coming from. And there's water coming into the river, coming into the earnings stream every year. It's not a static. We haven't put $9 billion into the earnings reserve. That's all there is. That's all there ever will be. It's a continuous stream of earnings coming out of the permanent fund. And the way Governor Hammond and others set it up was 50% of that earnings stream, that annual earnings stream, would be used to fund the dividend. It's there every year. That earnings stream is coming every year. The amount is calculated based upon how much the earnings have been the past 5 years. But every year, there is money coming out of the permanent fund available, that's coming into the permanent fund earnings reserve, that's available to fund the dividend. It's not a static number. You don't drain it down. It's renewed every year. That money's there every year. The other 50%, excuse me, so 50% is going to the dividend. The other 50% Governor Hammond's vision was it would be available to help fund government when oil was no longer sufficient to do so, to help fund essential government services. It's not been used for that in the past. A portion of the other 50% has been used for so-called inflation proofing and put back into the permanent fund corpus itself. But that's something that was important to do at the beginning of the permanent fund, given what we were invested in at the time. Over time, as we've changed those investments, as we've done things like buy real estate, or we've done things by investing in the stock market, the permanent fund has become what financial analysts call self-inflation proofing. It doesn't need that additional amount coming in that's historically been taken out of the other 50%. Both the executive director of the permanent fund, Angela Rodale, and the administration have agreed on that in the past year. We don't need to make that contribution, that separate contribution back. So the other 50% is available to help support government. And again, it's annual. It's coming out of, it's part of the earnings stream that's renewed every year, that's coming out of the permanent fund, coming into the permanent fund earnings reserve, and is available to help fund government. Half of it, about $1.4 billion, can go for dividends. Half of it, as Governor Hammond envisioned, can go to help support spending. We haven't used that other half. It's available to be used. We should be using that other half. So when the Fairbanks Newsminer and the governor and others say, without a fiscal solution, the legislature will soon deplete the Alaska Permanent Fund's earnings reserve, the account out of which annual dividend checks are paid, and tell you that if we deplete that earnings reserve, there will be no money for dividends, they are wrong. They are telling you the wrong thing. They're not giving you the truth about the Alaska's fiscal situation. You're being misled, and you're starting to do things. You're starting to be led down a path of making decisions like taxes or cutting the PFD or doing other things that we don't need to do. So as we end up 2016 on the show, as I end up my week sitting in for Michael, I just want to focus one more time that as we approach 2017, we need truth. We need our media to be honest. We need our governor to be honest. We need our legislators to be honest about the fiscal situation that we're facing. We don't need to be cutting the permanent fund dividend. We don't need to be taking money out of the Alaska economy. There are other solutions to this situation, and we will have the opportunity to find them in 2017. Hopefully we will find them in 2017. But to find them, we've got to start with the truth, and we've got to start with accuracy. And hopefully that will be a resolution that others will make as well. This is Brad Keithley. I've been sitting in for Michael Dukes this week on the Michael Dukes Show. As we fade out, I am sure Eric has chosen some appropriate music to say goodbye to 2016. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being part of the show. We look forward to seeing you next Tuesday, the first show of 2017.